Again, Lord, we are gathered here, our Father, in thy name. Lord God, trusting that you be around, Lord God, to be with us. We pray, Father, that you take every heart, Lord God, to yourself, Father, and you speak. Because it's only you who can speak, Lord God, to the hearts of the people. We can just utter words here, Lord God, and talk and like that. But it's not spoken, Lord, and the hearts are not fed until you serve the table yourself. We pray, Lord, that you do that tonight for the needs of the people, Lord God, as they gather around you, Lord God, provide unto their needs now for the glory of your name. Remember those who are listening in, Lord, and the rest of them, wherever they are, Lord God, be with them as you be with us. We glorify your name now, Lord God. We give honor and glory unto your name, Lord God. Thank you for everything, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Amen. You can get seated. I don't know. but I feel like Brother Don and Brother Michael should have preached tonight. They had the sermon. they brought it very well. And I like to have that. I don't know. I think I had something that I read. I think it was with Brother Mariah or something. I don't know where it went. I think I had it was some papers that were put together about that letter. That Brother Branham, I don't know whether it's Brother Branham who wrote it, or I don't know how it was for, but it's not in the books. Now, there's another one, and I like Brother Don to give me that one. That's a very strong something. So I would like Brother Don to give me a copy of that. We can photocopy something.
Everyone.
Yeah, that's good. That's good, Brother. That's good. And another one, I don't know where they got this one, but this other one, they got it from, that one I read it. It was the sermon that was coming, he was coming to preach before he died. It was found in the car. It could be...
The Trail of the Serpent.
The Trail of the Serpent, yeah. I think it could be in the messages, I don't know. I don't know whether they put it in the messages, I don't know.
He never preached it.
He never preached it, but it was in the papers. And the first, you remember the first, the first thing, the first... it was like an iPad that they gave, a very small thing. That time it was there, but it was just reading. You can read it. I think if Don, you have that, I also want that. The Trail of the Serpent. It's also very good. Those notes are very good, the notes.
I'll look for that. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it is very good. I need to look for it. It's very good also. And thank you very much. I would like to read that. That you've read is very, very good. I'm feeling like you are... You're preaching. I thought you'd preach. I started thinking, Brother Don should have preached. I don't know why I come here to preach. I didn't need to come to preach. And I like preaching. I don't know whether I did like preaching, but there's something in me that wants to say it. And yet again, when it comes to saying it, some fear, kind of fear grips me. I don't know what kind of fear. So now I don't. Then I feel like I'm fearing now. I mean, like that. So, and preaching is good, and bring it. And each person is called in a certain way. As we say, everybody is called in a certain position in Christ. Amen. Your finger, your toe, you are something in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And whatever you are, sometimes you try to be somebody else, and you fail miserably. It's like the children of Israel. There were 12 tribes, and each tribe was given a certain place in Israel. If you got away from Israel, the Bible says that you are never blessed until you get back to Israel. A Jew will never be blessed until he gets back to Israel. And if you get out of Israel, you go like is it, what was his name? The Naomi, like Naomi and her husband, when they went away, when they come back, they were from the tribe of Judah. So they don't go to the tribe of Manasseh. They don't go there. They got to go back. Even if you fall, sometimes you backslide. When you backslide, you come back to what you are. You come back to the part of the body that you got to be. Brother Don brought it very well the other day. I don't know whether I'm preaching or I'm just talking. But Brother Don brought it the other day about the parcel, and he was saying it's addictive. I looked at my son. This was America and all the states, and they're in a box. So every state is there. There is there not. Now he got to put it in a, and I found him there really concentrating. And he came to a place where he said, "Daddy, I can't see Pennsylvania." And the whole thing is not getting together because Pennsylvania is not there. And he got wild. He's, "Daddy, I cannot. Maybe it's not there. Maybe whoever bought that box with those things, maybe that was not there." He said, "It's got to be there." And he's so, because it's not fitting. And we got to fit. If it's the way you see the way the Pennsylvania look like in the map, some of you are like that in Jesus. If you get out, that hole is there, and God wants you back as fast as possible to get you back there and stay there. You have a purpose there. There's no hole there. It's somebody. It's a member of the bride. We're supposed to be there. That's the body of Jesus Christ. You got to feel it. You got to feel. And the whole pattern is so good. And there's a quote that I wanted to read, but I didn't put it here. I thought there are so many quotes. It is in Christ is the mystery of God revealed, paragraph 240. He says that when you're born again, to be born again is to see this, is to see this mystery of Christ, the coming of Christ, to see this message of the hour that is here. If you see it, that is being born again. The only way you can be born again is to see that. That's what he says. And the evidence that you're born again is to see that, the message of the hour, of this hour that is here.
Amen.
Praise God. And then he goes down there, and he goes, "What are we going to do when all this group, that is the main part of the bride, all come together in harmony?"
Amen.
And start each person in his position.
Amen.
Manifesting Christ in their position. What are you going to do with it? It's a great mystery. You see that? So it's like that. So you are very important. You are very important in this. You are so important that you, part of this bride, you made Christ come from heaven, come down.
Amen.
To die. You did that. You don't think you're somebody. You are somebody. You're quite somebody.
Right.
You are quite somebody in the economy of God.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
In one of the quotes he said, "It were better for heavens to get bankrupt than one of his word." And you are one of his word. I'm going to read some things here tonight. You are one of his word. You are one of his thoughts.
Amen. That's
right. Praise God. And then to fail. It cannot fail. You go to manifest. You are brought here for a purpose. And that purpose must be fulfilled.
Amen.
And no word that has been spoken by God will come back for it.
Amen.
Without having done what you consider yourself as a word. You are a word. You are his thought that was spoken. It must produce what it was supposed to produce here on earth.
Amen.
Praise be to God. And no doubt about that, it must.
Yeah.
No going around it, it must.
Amen.
All right. Tonight I just wanted to talk about... I remember, if you had a question, somebody told me that somebody had a question. That it's not been preached like that, the way I preached at the and I'm sorry for preaching it like that, but that's the way I see it, and of course some people saw it, and some people said and they enjoyed it, and that's okay, but somebody said that he doesn't know how to believe it because he's never heard other people preach it like that, and that's okay. I don't want anybody to believe me. If those people are listening in, I don't want anybody to believe me. I don't believe me.
What I just say is just to point you to something. Go back there. It's there. It's there. If you have a question, go back there. Of course, somebody told me that when they had that kind of talk, he sent a quote. He went back there and said, he said, "Hey, it's true. I found it. I found it here." And it's there. Brother, it's there. It's there. And whatever you think, sometimes we don't think some of these are important. But why did God speak them? Why did God speak them? Why did the prophet speak them? You talk about the animals, that I was talking about the animals, the four beasts. Why did God speak them? And let me tell you, it's very, very important. Because one of the mysteries that God was to reveal here on earth, one of the mysteries he said he was to reveal was the serpent seed. And that's a beast. That's a dragon. That's a dragon. Of course, the other four beasts, people confused them. But when the dragon came, those were the beasts that came to combat that. And I'm not talking about that, but I don't know why I said it, but that's okay. Now, tonight, I want to talk about, and I'll not be very long. The quotes are many, but as you know, I may not read the whole of them. And I've cut so many of them, but that's all right. But now, what I'm talking about is God worketh both to will. God worketh both to will and to do. Yeah, I looked for that scripture down there. You see it, that is Philippians 2:13, you see it there. I looked for it for a long time. I read it to somebody in Kenya by accident. I didn't plan to read it. I was just reading my scriptures like that, and I read that. And that somebody kind of jumped up and, "Yes, brother, that's true. That's Philippians." And then after that, I looked for it. I never seen it again. And now, when I was studying this time, I knew it was there, but I didn't know where it was, and I saw it, and I was happy. God worketh both to will and to do. and what that means is that... I had another quote that I have not put there. Let's say you want to become a Christian. Somebody wants to become a Christian. It is not him that is willing. Do you get? No, it's not you. It's God.
That's right.
If you're hungering for God, it's God. It's not you. Yeah, I wish I could have brought that. It's here somewhere, but I will mix it up. But it's a question. He's somebody who came to the prophet and asked him. It was a question. Now, Brother Branham, I've fallen down. I'm backslidden. And I've tried to stand up. I backslid again. And he was crying because the prophet, the way it's written, it's like he was crying because he's backslidden maybe two times. And now he's crying. He's even asking the prophet, "Will you lay your hands on me and restore me back? Is it possible to be restored? To begin with, is it possible to be restored?" And you know, the answer of the prophet was, "Yes, yes, you can be restored." And the reason that you feel like you want it is not because you want it. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
It's not because you want it. Yeah. It's because God in you is wanting it. That's why he's the one who is calling you. That's why you are hungering to be restored. He's the one who worketh for that. He's the one who is doing it. He's the one who is giving you hunger and thirsting. It's him who does that. That's why you desire him.
That's right.
The prophet said, when it comes to a place where you don't want him, he you cannot be restored. It comes to that, for other people, not the bride, for other people. If you come to that, you never desire to come. You might feel like you can be, you can, you want the warmth of the crowd, the company of the crowd. You might want that, but the desire to live for him, the desire to want him, the desire to stay with him, the desire for this one, it will just be gone.
That's right.
So it is him. Praise be to God. Now, I wanted to, that's my idea. Now I give my idea. So now we can leave the quotes. We can leave the quotes and see how the quotes goes. It is him. You hear a screw was made? It is him. It is him who got into the prophet. It is him who decided. It is him who decided for that screw to be created. And then he came to the prophet. And the prophet desired a squirrel. And then the prophet was given the word to speak. By God, not him, by God. It's God and God and God. Amen. To begin to the end is God.
Amen.
That's why we cannot even move around going with the Bible to the hospitals and telling everybody, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Amen.
I cannot move until he comes and tells me. It is him. You remember the boy that was healed in, I think, Belgium? I think that was Belgium. He said it was a vision that he had seen.
Yeah.
It is God who had told him.
Right.
That's why Jesus said, I do nothing until I see the Father doing. It's the Father who does it in me. It's not me. I do nothing. It's him.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
You can see your baby dying. You're crying there, and there's nothing, and there's nothing happening. God is God. God is God. Sometimes he wants him to die. You don't know why. That's so bad to say it, but it's exactly right. Sometimes he wants me to die. You can just come pray, I'm laying there down, and you're saying, I don't have faith, I don't want. It's God.
Amen.
Until God does it, you're not done. And there's some things you wonder, why are they happening? Why can't we do a miracle? Why can't we have power? We say we have power. Why can't we go around and doing those miracles and doing this and that? No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that.
Amen.
Everything is controlled. He's on the steering wheel. He's the one who is controlling it.
Amen.
Sometimes you want to go to Rincon. But he wants you to go to Hickory, and you try, and you try, and you try. No, he's going to head up to Hickory.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Our minds, our body tells us some things. You remember, I have a quote like that tonight. Maybe I'm going to read it. Remember when the prophet made those quiz? The devil, after making all that and happening like that and dressing them and putting them back. That quote, really, I've never seen it before, Brother Don, until I read it this time. The devil came very fast and told him, you're saying that you created squirrels? This woods is full of squirrels.
Yes.
The devil and this body work you out.
Yep.
It bring you to a place where you can even doubt. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you think this body and the devil, when they come together, sometimes you think it is him who has told you to do something, and it's not him. Do you remember Naruda? He stood there, and he was good. He was like God, and everything in him told him this is God, and he was telling me, worship me, and it was yet the devil. Praise be God. So let's read our quotes and see where they go. And my organization of the quotes again is not very good, but let's just follow them a bit. Just read them a bit. Now I'm going to start with the scripture here. I've taken a bit of my time now, but that's okay. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ. If any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded. That's it, brothers. Like-minded, having the same spirit, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. When the prophet declared that the seven seals is revealed, it could have been about 20 minutes or more, telling the church, get together, get to be in one accord. Above everything, love one another. That's very important between brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Real love. Not this make up something. Not preach. Real love. Real that you love your brother. That you love your sister so much you can die for them. You can do anything for them.
Amen.
If you don't feel like that for your sister, this is simple. This is simple. If you don't feel like that for your brother, then it's high time that you talk to God a bit.
Amen.
Praise be to God. If you feel anything, that these are the things, brother, that is clogging up. I had so many quotes on clogging up. That's clogging up our lines in us. That we are not in tune with, that we are not in tune with God.
Amen.
Clear your slate.
Amen.
Clear up your life. Come to a place where when you talk to God, nothing can be brought before you by the devil.
Amen.
Because he's there. And if it is clear like that, you are in tune with God. The mind that was in God now is in you. God can communicate. The communication is clear and clean. Now you can talk. Now he can put his thoughts in you. May God help me. May God help me. God is looking for the members of the bride who can stand there. And he talked, God talked like he talked about Job. Saran, have you found my son there?
Amen.
Have you found him righteous? He can give all reasons, but God has given a testimony about a daughter of God, about a son of God. In other words, God is so happy that that son of mine, an adopted son of mine, is really, you know, adopted. What I mean is not bought. I don't mean that. I mean a new son that has become a son of God, that a new son of God in God, that is representing God here on earth so well until God is proud with that. All right. Being of one accord, of one mind, that nothing be done is through strife. This is not my part of the scripture, but this is good. Those are the things that clog our. We are not in tune with God. That is what takes us out of tune with God. Those things, small things like that. And you find, you know, the prophet said that the Holy Ghost, did he use the word timid? It's timid.
Timid.
It's so timid, you change a bit, it only can lay on a sheep. If you change a bit, one piece of your wool, one grain of your wool becomes woof, it flies away. You got to be a sheep. All right, be done through strife of inglory, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things. I can't say much about that, but when I look at that, I really I don't know, but. Brother Michael, may God bless you. I know Brother Don does much things. This is his place, and you people do everything for God. And but sometimes I wonder where I could be without Michael. And God has given us a Michael. And I was saying Michael is the best of the Michaels. You know, I'm calling Michael now. The people who help churches, like I had a Michael who died in Kenya, but this Michael is he needs to be the teacher of Michaels. He's really a great help to us, and I mean it's very good. But I would say every one of us does something. Whatever God has given ability to do, just do whatever you're able to do. And I can see that you, I'm not saying that you do, don't do, you do things. You do things here, and you're serving God in your own capacity, in your capacity. And may God bless you for that. And that's good. Not every man, okay. Look at not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind, this is this, all that, I could not put, put that, I wanted this. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Down there in this in the paragraph that in Philippians 2:13, the same, just the same, but verse 13, it says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So let this mind be in you that was in Christ, so that God in you, that mind in you now, he'll make you do. You know, just let, okay. But let's hear. Okay, I'm gonna start here. How do you feel? Is the book God? I don't need to announce the book because it's there. But is there down? It's question and answer 1961. How do you feel is the best way to fight the Lord? How do you feel is the best way to fight the Lord's will in some important matters? How do we do that? The Lord is supposed to be so close to me. The other day we were preaching in the YouTube, and some people come, I don't know from where, and they were saying, please pray for us. We have a court case. Please pray for us. Somebody here is so sick. And of course we prayed. We don't know them. They just come in and they're listening in. And we took ourselves before the Lord. You know, sometimes here it's not much like that. But in Kenya, we pray. We like now, we can say here, let's take ourselves before the Lord. We don't have a sermon. Maybe Don comes here. I'm not saying we do that, but I'm saying sometimes we do that, and we're doing that in my house. And we just read a scripture, and all of us, in your own way, you can start, you can kneel down. I love it when I kneel down, and talk to God on your own way. Talk to God in your own way, and each person, and you say it's supposed to be on the closet. That's okay. And even all of us can pray. The prophet used to have that, and I'm not teaching it. I'm not trying to say that we do it. No, I'm not trying to say it, but sometimes we do it like last time we did it in our house. We used to do it in Kenya so much. And when you're praying together like that, everybody crying to God like that, and we wake up and then sing a song, I don't know, but I felt that spirit, brother. You feel like you can just grab your brother and just cry there.
Amen.
The Spirit of God comes down and gets into people, talking to him in a mighty way. No wonder you hear that they prayed in a certain place in the Bible and the earth shook when they were praying together, I think for Peter or something like that. And I'm not trying to teach that we do that, but we were doing that, but my point. This was my point when I was saying that. I was saying that the only thing we can do when they ask for prayers, we don't know them even. We just pray. But my point was the world. When you declare that you've gone to Christ and you are Christ's, the world is hungering to see. The world is wanting to see that Christ in you. If they have a problem, they want to come to you. They don't have a way to go to God. They cut their lines with God. Now the only thing that they know God is you. Even in the family, brother, let something happen. They say, brother, daddy, pray for me. Yeah, even those people who are not, daddy, pray for me. Yes. Even neighbors. When you declare that you are this, and they look at you, they think that is God. Now, don't misrepresent God. Don't misrepresent God to those people. Live a life that they can see really this is Christ. All right. All right. If we don't finish this, that's okay. So, what is the best way to find God's will in some important matters? They will come to you and they will ask that question. They want something, they want you to pray for them and like that. And but this is for us. This is for us, the believers. Now, let's see if I can get the continuity of it. How do you feel is the best way? He goes on like I tell you, dear friend, the best way to find the will of God in some important matters is prayers. And the devil will do his best. I don't know. This is very simple. This is very simple, and I started very simple. Maybe it will go deeper a bit when you go down. But this is very important. The first thing that the devil will do is to cut your prayer life. He'll come there and he'll cut it. And when he does that, he knows he has you now. You're dry. And the first thing that the people around you feel is you get dry. The prophet said in the bushes there, in the desert, he said some shrubs that you see in the desert, those thorns you see, they're not thorns. They started as leaves of that tree, of that shrub. But because of the dryness, it caught until it became a thorn. And if people are not as smooth as they were, praise God. Their prayer life was cut. They get clogged up. They don't have anything that can contact God. The dreams that God used to make his children dream that a brother is having something and pray for them is gone. You just remain as dry. And this is simple. This is very simple. I'm saying this is very simple. But to me, this is the life that I want, brothers. This is the life I want. I want a life that is so close to God that my line with God is tuned up. God can talk to me. I can talk to him. Father, let's talk a bit, Father. He said he's a better father than our father here on earth. And our father here, we talk, Daddy, can I talk to you? Can we have breakfast and we talk? How much more my father in heaven? He's a better father than you. Then I can talk to him. Daddy, can we have a talk a bit? Did you remember when the prophet one time went to God and said, Father, I don't want to say many words to you. You know what I want. Just a few words. Father, you know what I want. I'm saying God's out of court here. Praise God. He's so tuned. He's so tuned that he even knows this is what God wants. You don't have to be a prophet. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have, this is for every one of us. Amen. So tuned with God, so much with God, that God can talk and you can talk back. Another quote to the prophet said, sometimes we talk so much, we don't let him talk a bit and tell us something. We don't. God is not an idol. Our God is not an idol. It's a God that you talk to. It's reality. It's the most real God that we have. That you can talk to and he talks back.
Yeah,
that you can have a question here and then he answers.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
He's real. Amen. This message is him. It's real than any other message that there was here on earth.
Amen.
Glory. I said, if we don't finish this, that's okay. Now, here's what a little thing. Okay. If you have a matter that's very important now. Now, here is the way I do it. I take it before the Lord, and it's always been my strength. That should be the strength of every believer. I wait upon the Lord and see what he says. How do I even know what he says? How do I even know what he says? What is this God that you are worshipping? What is this God that you are worshipping? I need to know when he's speaking. I need to know. Praise be to God. All right. The prophet says, it's always been my strength. What is your strength? I don't need to preach every line, but brother, mostly we is the baby sick, the baby sick. I'm not saying don't go to the hospital, but that's so far. It's the nearest help in terms of need. It's not the hospital. Hospitals are their place. I agree. But why don't you talk to him a bit just before you leave, brothers and sisters? If you are yet trouble, something has come up. Why don't you talk to him a bit? What is this God? Why don't you talk to him a bit? Do you really trust him? Talk to him a bit. Let him talk back also. Let him talk back also. That is the strength of a believer. That's the strength of members of the bride. The Pentecostals do that. And it's ours. This is God is ours. It's always been my strength. I wait upon the Lord and see what he says. And I just let myself neutral to it. Let myself, whatever it is, just let yourself neutral. I want to go to Kenya. Just let yourself neutral. I want to go there. Just let yourself neutral. God, this is my desire. And just leave it there. I remember, it's just another quote. It says, there was somebody that was, and I love that song, in a senior. Leave it there, leave it. I love that song. And there was this man who was selling his house. And he said, my house could not sell. And he said, it came to the prophet. It's a question. In the question, Brother Branham, I've tried and I've prayed, and my house is not selling. He said, brother, if you prayed, that's okay. Just leave it there before him. Whatever he wants it with it, he will answer. He will tell you. Do you remember, was it, what was this man that was, not Brother Capps, he's another brother, not Brother Capps, not Brother Woods, another brother. I'm forgetting his name. Not Bosworth. There was a brother that was used to live. He was shot in the army in the Second World War, and he came back and he used all his money to have a well that he got from the army. He in his house he got a well. When he dug a well, the well get bitter. The water was bitter, and he went to the prophet and the prophet prayed, and they left it there. They left it there. It could not get well. The water was still bitter. Even as the prophet prayed, it was still bitter. And the prophet, I think he was in Chicago. He's praying. He's saying, so and so, and he's discerning people here. He's discerning people here. And he's discerned a woman there. After discerning a woman, and he came to the other one. Before he came to the other one, he said, and that well, and the people are telling this brother, he said the well is good. Is it yours? They didn't know. And that well, the water is good now. Nobody knew even whether he was ever talking about that. They went home. The water was good. Leave it there before God. God knows it, brothers. Leave it there. Just leave it there. He's a God who answers. He's a God who talks back. He's not an idol. He's the living God. He can talk back. He can say it. He'll do it. Another thing. There's something else I would like to say, brother. Don't you never think that God, people have said that, and I have never thought about that. Until sometimes. God does not have a trash can of your prayers. Amen. But I prayed and he threw it there and he's waiting to dump it. No way. God remembers every prayer that you prayed. And you will never forget it. And one time, if you stay there, sometimes he comes to answer, you're not there, you're gone, you gave up, you don't care. Stay there, just leave it there. God is coming for an answer. I think I'm evangelizing. I should not be preaching like this, brothers. But I don't know. It just came. And if I don't finish, I can come back with it on Sunday. I thought I can come with something else on Sunday. But this is so strong for me. Because I want reality. Amen. I don't want a myth. I want reality. My God is not a myth.
That's right.
This message is not a myth.
Amen.
It's real. Yes. And I wish I would bring myself to that. And that's what I want. I'm not looking for miracles. I'm just looking for one thing. That I will be so much sold into God that I don't know myself except that God. Praise God. That God can walk me like he walked Brother Branham. He stopped the prince. He stopped the aeroplane.
Amen.
And the Brother Branham just got out. And he's thinking in his mind, what if the prince leaves me? Not the body, that's everything. But he's leading him. Just go on, son. Just go on, son. He's walking. And at the end of the road over there, there's a woman. That woman had been there, I don't know what time in the night, standing there, waiting for... Or you go a pastor in the Spanish. Person. He was with, is it person? Yeah.
Yeah.
A pastor. He was meeting with a person. He was a Mexican or a language, a Spanish man. And he saw him coming. praise to God. Where is that God? I want him. That can lead me. I want that God. And you've got to ask, do you think God is, and I'm not saying we are not there, but do you think people are not there because God has failed? Or the people have failed? God has never failed. God has never been late.
Amen.
I'm not looking for miracles. No, that's not what I'm just looking for something. That God and me are buddies. Let me just use that. Buddies, friends that are so-called friends. I want God to be closer friend than me and Sister Edith. I know Sister Edith is my friend. Never seen you, my friend. I want God to be closer than that because he said he is. He said he's a better father. So he's a better friend. He's the best of the best, is right? But he needs to be a friend to me. This is a simple message, but I know down there is a bit deep, but... Okay, but that's okay, brothers. But it doesn't make sense, maybe, but to me it makes sense, brothers. To me it makes sense.
Amen.
I have a desire to have a God that I can talk to, and that God talks back to me, maybe tomorrow or any time, that I can depend on. That God can also depend on me to manifest his word here on earth. That he can clean me up until I'm so clean before him. He can say, son, dad, maybe it's not hard, maybe it's not a message to be preached to you, but brothers, I'm preaching to myself. Something is not right. If I'm not like that, something, and it's not him, it's me. It's me. My mind, my everything should be cleaned up. But I don't think those bad thoughts and everything, that I'm clean, that I'm always in prayers, walking, praying. I give myself even time. How much time do you give God? Just look at how, not you, me. How much time do I give God? How much time? Give myself all the time to work, to do this, to do this, to do this, to do this. How many times today have I stopped and said, I want to talk to you, Father? Maybe I prayed when I woke up. Maybe I'm going to pray again in the evening. I've been in Charlotte, I've been anywhere, I've been everywhere. Even our manners. Let me speak because he's coming, brother, don't forgive me. Even our manners. Our manners is just about ourselves and saving in our essence. We don't think about God at all. Everything is about us. Ordinarily, I can't speak like this, brothers. Ordinarily. I don't like it. I don't speak like this. I don't like it. This is a simple message. I don't... But all right. Where are we at now? Now, here's the way I do it. I take it before the Lord like that. And has been my strength. I wait upon the Lord and see what he says. And just let myself neutral to it. Don't take either side. That's the hardest thing. You remember, you guys, if you want a girl, like when you wanted medicine here, you don't want God to tell you. You say, I want her. Or I want you to give me her. You don't want to entertain any idea that he can tell you she's not yours. You want, it's not, whichever way, Lord, that thy will be done. I'm here, Lord, neutral. That thy will be done. Whatever way you want me to go this way, I'll go this way. I want to go this way, I'm all yours, Lord. Can you surrender to him like that? If you start with the small things, you grow to it. You become accustomed to that. That you just let yourself neutral. You surrender to him. He can now start using. You know, he can now start getting closer to you. Okay. Because now, in my case, now, just let myself neutral to it. Don't take either side and say, now Heavenly Father, he wants to say, now Heavenly Father, let it be your will or something. Because now, in my case, most of the time, if it's very important, I wait on a vision. Now, I want you to look here. He's not talking about himself only. He's also telling you. If it's very important, I wait on a vision. But many people, God doesn't deal with them in visions. So therefore, I wouldn't advise you to do that. You don't wait on a vision. Do you get that? You don't wait for God to talk to you on a vision. You don't wait for God to talk to you on a lip to ear. You don't wait for that. Do you get that? But it's each one of you, a member of the bride. There's a way God talks to you. God must talk to you. You are his child. There must be a way he will talk to you. And it says like this. I advise you to wait. But many people, God doesn't deal with visions. So therefore, I wouldn't advise you to do that. See, because it's just some people that has visions and some does something else. Some does something else. Some does something else. Where you go, where you do something else that I couldn't do, maybe in your way of serving the Lord, I do something that you couldn't do. See, God deals with us differently. That's what he does. Okay, now. But he deals with us. Each one, there's nobody that he doesn't deal with. Are you a son of God? Are you a brother? Indeed, there's a purpose he brought you here. He must deal with you. He loves you. You are very important. He cannot just cast you aside like that. There is a fellowship. There's a fellowship between you and him. Brother, sister, there's a fellowship. There's a talk. There's some relationship between you and him. And he says, just reach, okay. You okay. Wait upon the Lord and say, Lord, now, where are we? Then you feel, okay. Okay, and so I would, if I were you, paragraph 6, medicine, I know I give you a lot of trouble, I'm sorry. And so I would, if I was in your place and did have visions from before the Lord, I would just wait upon the Lord and say, Lord, now, you show me what's the decision to make. And then where you feel led to do it, then wait just a little bit, then wait a little while longer. That's what God does. Wait a little bit. Just wait a little bit longer. Just be there. Or you just kneel down and God, I want this job so bad. Please give me this job. Please give me this job. And then you wake up and go, you know, he'll hear. He doesn't have a trash can for prayers. And then. So the prophet says, we talk too much to him and we don't give him a chance to talk back. He's not going to talk back when you've gone back to Brother Samuel. But I talked to Brother Samuel. Samuel has become now a Christian. Samuel Williams. And I love that. I've really been talking to him about this and God has helped him. Now, I talked to him and he says that he listens to a message every time he's going to work. And he tells me, when he's listening to a message, sometimes they call him. You know, he's a manager of several projects. So they call him. Samuel, This. See, what do I do now? And he tells me, he's very honest with me. And the continuity is cut. The spirit he had when he was listening so well, saying, amen, amen, is cut by that. It's gone. He says, do you know what I did? What I do, Brother Stanley? I must go back and listen to the whole of it again. Steadfast, without nothing disturbing me. Do you know that is exactly what happens? You are praying or something else, and something comes. The continuity between you and God is cut. And you are there alone and waiting for God. God is there, and God, you don't give God a chance in that continuity, in your mind and your everything, before him, talking to him, so that he can talk back.
Amen.
He can talk, just as you talk to him, now he can talk back. Quietly listening there with him.
Amen.
Lord, I'm here. I'm all yours, Lord. All your mind and everything before him. This is simple. This is so simple, but you feel right to do it. Then wait a little bit. Then wait a little longer and see which way, which side you lean towards. Now he comes and leans you towards this. He can even come. You wanted a car. He leans you towards, I feel like I even don't want it now. And you're praying for a car, you feel like you don't. He leans you because he don't do it for a vision. Sometimes not everybody, God speaks, and he can speak with a vision. He can speak with a dream. He can speak with everything. But most of the people, he'll get a hold of you and lead you, and you know this is his leadership. He's leading me. Just like the prophet was led, slowly walking. He's not a voice. He didn't hear nothing. He just walked. He walked. He walked. And he met that woman. And that woman said, person. He said, how did you know I'm a person? He said, because God, it was not a vision. I don't know what it was, because she was not a prophet. But something told her that a person is coming here. And go to the road and wait there. He talked to that woman. Wait to the road there. Wait for that person. And when he came, he recognized him. In him. In her. What made her recognize him? What told her this is the person? That was a person that was maybe because of desperation. He thought her son is dying. And she was so desperate. And the prophet said, desperation touches God.
Amen.
She was so desperate until she stayed there thinking her son would die. Until God talked to him. He's like, go there, Lord. I'm sending my person. My servant. And when the prophet is giving this story, he's saying that man is a Christian and doing some things, serving God somewhere. But he prayed for. And he went back. By the way, he went back. And when he went back to the airport, as he entered, he thought he's left. And when he entered, he said, last call for William Marion Branham. Last call. God is God, brothers. God is God. And Elijah, you know, when Elijah went, he took the clock. Is it a clock or something? Mantle of Elijah. Elijah did, and he went to the river and said, "Where is this God of Elijah? Where is this God of Elijah? Where is that God of Brother Branham?
Amen.
We have his clock. We saw him go. We have his clock. We have it here. This message." I'm not going to preach like this. Don't think I'm going to preach like this in Pakistan. I'm not going to preach like this. but again, let me tell you something. Sometimes I think I'm not going to go this way. I didn't know I'm going to come this way. I thought I'm going to, in fact, this is not marked at all. I thought I'm just going to just go fast there and move. But whenever I was around like that, I just go there and God will do something. I plan. But God, all right. Then just a little bit, which way, which side you lean towards, which way the spirit, see. Now, Father, in my heart, you know, it doesn't matter. But I want to know what you want to do about it. That's the way I do about meetings sometimes. If you kind of led to go this way or that way, then I will follow that way. That's the way to do it. This is in prayer, then you are doing the best you can. Don't worry about time. I'm just going to cut. Don't worry about time. I'm not going to take much of your time. Why should Christian appear? This is a quote that is. It's a very interesting quote. I debated very much to put it here. I didn't want to put it here, but I thought I would just put it here. I really debated. I take it out, take it back, take it out, take it back, but it's here. It's a question he's asked. It's the person who asked, why should Christ appear to me as I was about to take the sacraments? You know sacraments? You know what sacraments are? It's the communion. It's the communion. He was just about to take communion, and Christ appeared to him. I don't know. Did you know the prophet said that even if somebody gave me something like a dream, that he saw something, I don't deny it. It can be off a bit. Maybe he didn't, because he's not a prophet, maybe he didn't see it, or he forgot some details, or he didn't see some details. You see that? But don't just throw things at me just because somebody is this way or this way. No, God can use anybody to say something for his own purpose. And I wonder why even God does some things. I wonder. But you know, God is not obligated to tell me everything. He's not. Yeah. You wonder why is he doing this to somebody? You don't know. God does it. God does it for his own. God. Let's come to a place where we recognize God as supreme. He can do whatever he wants to do. He can take me as good as you, me. You love me. Get me down, kill me, and you go by me. He can do that. He's not a bad God. Yeah? He's still a good God for his own purpose. He doesn't do those things to frustrate you to do anything. He loves you. But yet, he knows what is the best for us. He's God. Let's trust him like that. Whatever he does, God, thank you. Whatever he does, glorify your name. He can make me sick, or cut my legs. Glorify your name, Lord. Whatever you know. That's why the prophet said, even if he takes me to hell, I will say, glorify your name, God. He's God. Praise be to God. So let's read this. Why should Christ appear to me as I was about to take the sacraments? Well, no doubt your heart was just in tune. That's what really caught me, because no doubt your heart was just in tune. Okay. But I desire that my heart to be permanently in tune with him. I desire that, Brother Don. That he can, like a weed, this door, you can open this door. Like a weed, he will help me there. Like a weed passing through me, whatever he wants. He can take me wherever he wants. He can use me in his kingdom, the way he wants. Sometimes he's suffering. That's okay, Lord. If that is what pleases you, take me wherever you want. Even if that letter you read was very good, Brother John. Even if he's suffering, let me suffer. If that is what pleases you, if that is what's going to give you glory, going to do something to the kingdom of God, do it, Lord, I'm here. Sometimes it's painful. But I'll be in tune with God so much that I'm all his. I'm all yours, Lord. And I'll know what you want. And I'll come to you. And you talk to me, and we'll be buddies. All right. And in tune, you are in tune, and he was coming sacredly up to God to do it, and that's why he appeared to you. See, that would be the only reason I know. I couldn't say no more than that. See, let's see. Okay, now here, I don't know whether I have time. This is 8:30. I have about 20 minutes or something? All right. Okay, thank you. And Christ is the word. Now, in the book, I think it's coming there, is the third seal. The third seal, paragraph 98. This quote was given a snippet by That's where, when I started thinking about these things, I was given a snippet by Daddy Chris, Brother Chris, when you were preaching there. He came and told me something like that, and he sent me just a piece of this. And I went there and read some scripture there, down and down, down there. And it's a very good thing. You can read the whole thing yourself, but I've just put here some three verses like that. But it's good, and he's mentioned it several other times. And it's good. Now, and Christ is the Word. This is Christ is the Word. St. John 1, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word became flesh, you see, and dwelt with us. And dwelt with us. And God dwelt with us in flesh. He was the Word. Before a word, this is a bit deep, but that's okay. Before a word is a thought. Before a word, before God, it was a thought to begin with. Like now, you want to, let's say you want to, you are thinking of going to Lincolnton. Okay, you just think about that, okay? It's a thought until you say it, I'm going to Lincolnton. Now, when you say it, now is a word. There's a word that Brother Michael is going to Lincolnton. Is that right? Because now it's become a word. Because it was, but before that, it was a thought. This is a very good idea here. Before a word is a thought. Before the word is a, before a word is a, it's a thought, and a thought has to be created. That can be God. That people, different people have different ideas about the creation of the soul and things like that. But that's not what I'm talking about. I don't think this is what the prophets are talking about. Even though, and we can bring the soul there if that's the case. But it's still the same. It's still the same. Because the soul is the word. The soul is the seed. The soul is the word. The soul is a gene. And it is spoken. It was a thought of God then spoken. That's why it's a gene. That's why it's in you. Whatever you call it. Created by the word, whatever. But it was a thought and then it became the word. Just like God. He was a thought and he started creating himself and he became the word. In the beginning was the word like that, like that, like that. But it's not that it's being created now. I think that's also clear. It's not that it's being created now. If it's being created now, then it was not eternal. The thoughts of God are eternal as he is eternal. Amen. Eternal, Brother Joe, is something that didn't have a beginning and doesn't have an end.
That's right.
It was there, it is here. It will be there. There's no time it wasn't there. We can come to a place where it looks like it's not there, but it's still there. The gene has been there. It was a thought, then it becomes the gene. God spoke it. And that's you. And you are not your body. You are not your body. You are that word. That's when we talk about the rapture, that God has raptured us. We don't talk about these bodies because we are not these bodies.
Amen.
We talk about who we really are. We are that word. God has raptured that word. That soul in you. That's the real you. That's the commander in you. That's what tells you that's what tells your spirit what to think. If you are wanting to go to Lincoln, that is your spirit is told that you want to go to Lincoln. And you think about that, and then your body goes. That's the command. That's what you call the headquarters. That's where the headquarters is in you, and that is what is raptured. The new you has been raptured. The new you has been married by God. It's a word marrying word. It's become together now. And it's not a myth. It's a reality. Some people think they are stories. No, we are not giving stories. This is reality. We are married.
Amen.
You don't know why you love this. You don't know why you love this. You do nothing, but don't get this away from me. You don't know why you love it. It's because that's your husband. You love him. This message, you love him. And when it's revealed, it's become real in you. The prophet says, you can speak it. You can speak it now. When it's coming in, you can speak it. And when you speak it, it's just like God speaking it. Praise be to God. All right, but let's go slowly. Let's go slowly. Wherever I reach, don't worry. Don't worry. We can catch up with that some more times. No problem. But I have a desire, brothers. I have a desire. I have a desire. When I see these things and I see the reality and I see what we are, I have a desire to settle them all. I have a desire to give myself. And Brother Don, you really hit me with that letter. You really hit me with that letter. You know, I don't want nothing. I just want him. I know this, right? I have children. I have a family. This is what I want. Whatever God does, please, God, just do this one thing. Let me be there. Let me be in it. And let me be lost in it. Before it is the thought. The thought has to be created. All right. So God's thought became creation when it is spoke by word. That's when he presents it to you as a thought. We're going to read some things that is going to create up. His thought. And it's revealed to you. When it's revealed to you now, then it's still a thought until you speak it. That's the reason. Now, he's going to talk about Moses. Listen, Moses, if I can just speak. Okay, to make it clear. You remember Moses calling for fries? Listening his sound like that and calling for fries? It was the same God. He put his word. Listen, he put his word in Moses. He put his thought in Moses. And it was a thought in Moses. Just like it was a thought in the beginning in God. And he spoke the world to be. Do you get that? It was a thought in God, and he spoke it, and it became being. Do you get that? So when he put that thought in Moses, and he speaks, listen, that's why I say, it's God who makes you to read it, to be able to do it. It's God who makes you do it. And everything is God. It's God in Moses. The thought was put in Moses, and Moses now can speak it. Can you get that? What was it? God had come so in tune with Moses until he called Moses God. And we are called Messiahites. Are we called Messiahites? Messiah like Messiah. We are Messiahites. We are Jesuses. We are gods. Do you get that? So that our minds can be, that mind of Christ can be in us. So much so that his thoughts can be in us, that you can just speak like if he spoke. But you can only speak when he. And I'm gonna come slowly with the story of Brother Branham. Did you know? And I'm gonna come very slowly with this. Did you know that Brother Branham step by when he was creating schools? Do you know step by step, he started thinking. That was God thinking. That I've not preached this message. God. Remove this mountain from here to there. Yeah, it's just thinking. I've not preached that. How can that be? How can that be? If you believe that this is going to be, it's going to be. How can that be? You see how he started like that? It's God. Then he heard a voice. And he says, it was windy. It was so windy that he thought, where am I hearing this voice from? He said, I heard a voice. He says, what are you doing? He said, don't think that people think that the prophet was just hunting there, hunting, and he didn't find any squirrel. He said, let there be a squirrel here. And there was a squirrel. And he said, no. But Moses came one day and said, Pharaoh, you are disturbing us so much. From today, there will be fries. There's nothing like that. It's God. It's God in Moses, in the mind of Moses, step by step. You know, the Bible does not talk about Joshua. When Joshua decided that the Bible says, and he stopped the sun. It just says like that. The prophet comes and says, and you don't know that God God had told him to do that.
Amen.
What is it? It's not you alone here and God over there. It's not you alone here, Sister Edith, just walking with your dogs here and thinking, and God over there. God is not even there. No. It's when you're walking with your dogs and it's time and like that and like that, and something happens and God comes because you're so much in tune with God, and he says, let it be, let there be. It's not you doing it, it's God in you. You are creating, you are bringing the thought of God and speaking the word now.
Amen.
Are you getting it? Are you lost?
Amen.
Let this mind be in you that was in Christ.
Amen.
If it is, then it's not you, it's Christ. If you decide something, it's not you deciding, it's Christ. And it's going to happen. Christ cannot fail. He must ask, how many do you want? It's him doing it. Where do you want the first one? Then speak, not I say this mountain be moved, but you, if you say this mountain be moved, you. Because my thought, my mind will be in you, and when you speak, it will be God speaking. If I don't need the quotes, you have the quotes, that's my... Praise be to God. And I did it. I want it. Not creating excuses. I'm not interested with that. Whatever God wants me. Whatever. Not miracles so that people can say, go by Sagiri. I don't have that kind of idea. But I want something that I didn't know God is here. And me and the, we are one. I want that oneness. I want so closeness that I know it's his reality.
Amen.
I don't want to think I'm in him. I don't want to think. I want to know I'm him. I'm him.
Amen.
Moses went out to pray. That pillar of fire around him. And he said, go hold your stick towards the sea. God saying, go hold your stick to the sea. And say, call for fries. There's no fries. But he went and held the stick there and said, let there be fries. Him now, Moses saying, after God said it. So God put this word in his mouth or in his head. And now it became a thought in Moses. Now he can speak it. And whenever God comes to you, and he takes you, his thought becomes your thought. And you cannot speak nothing else but that thought. Because you are completely, you belong to him. You are trumpet. You are just trumpeting. You are just saying what he said. There's no fries. But he went and held the stick there. He said, let there be fries. No fries at all. Went back. But the words, God's thought has already been spoken. It is a word now. It's got to happen. Now, don't you see where Jesus said, if you say to this mountain, and the mind of Christ are in you, you're not saying this mountain for nothing else, is the mind of Christ, that you're thinking like Christ. Praise be to God. It will happen. Nothing will stop it. It's Christ speaking. It's the creator of heaven and earth speaking now. Though it's your mouth. I'm just going to read one more quote and then I close now. Don't you see where Jesus said, if you see to this mountain, not wait for God to hear a voice, oh, let this mountain, no. That, let this mountain, you be in you. It will be spoken by God because you and God are one. And now you speak it. You with your mouth. The first thing I guess was Moses' time, big old green fire began to burst. And after a while, there was 5 pounds per yard. See, where would they come from? He, God, created them. Do you see how? Now, I'm just going to read this and then close now. Can I read this? Okay, there's two maybe. Just one. Let me just read one and close. We can read the rest sometimes. Now, we know the fire. In the 19th chapter of the coming of Christ proceeded His sword from his mouth, which was the word. Is that right? The word. Oh, If you will get this material now for that seed tomorrow night, see, the word is the thing that God says his enemy with. You know why he's saying like this about the word? Because people are waiting for Jesus Christ. The seventh seal is coming. The seventh seal is talking about the sixth seal now, and he's talking about the seventh seal that will come tomorrow, because he preached the sixth seal today, and then the following day he preached the seventh seal. Now, preaching the seventh seal was actually preaching about his coming, because seventh seal is his coming. Do you see that? So that's why he's saying, if you get this material, you understand it, because people think that he's coming as a man with nails like that. He's coming like that. But he's talking about the word. He's saying the word. If you get this material, the word is the word that is coming. Is the word. The fullness of the word came. And is the word that married you, because you're also the word. Can you get that? That soul is the word. And he's the word. The fullness. So the word married the word. They go together. The male and female go together. The bride and bridegroom go together. And it's not, listen again, don't put it in the future. Don't put it in the past. No, it's now. It's happening now. This is the rapture age. The first thing, and of course, I said don't put it in the back there. But it started back there. Started back there, but it's still happening. This is the rapture age. This is the marriage age. People thought that we are going to be raptured and go away and then fry away. No, we are not. No. This is marriage age. Is the marriage of the... We are getting together. Anybody that is getting saved even now. Cameron is not married and he's going to marry and maybe have some babies. Those babies, when they come, they will be married by Christ. If they are predestinated seed of God, they will be married by Christ. That's the kind of salvation that is happening now. In the other ages, there were things like Paul's time. Paul's time is repent your sins and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have the remission of your sins and the gift of the Holy Ghost will come. And you are sealed. The prophet said, you are sealed until the day of redemption, until today. You are sealed until today. You see, you are sealed until the day of redemption. The redemption happened today when he came. So they were sealed until now. And when he came, they resurrected. That's another question that was asked the other day. They were resurrected. Yes. The prophet said, they were resurrected. He got Paul's time. All those people come here. What were being resurrected? What is being raptured? Is your soul. Is that right? That is not getting married. That is the one. Is that right? So is it that word of Paul that got the people that day that is brought here? The fullness of it. It cannot be full without Paul. Can you get that? He even says, even the Old Testament was here, was involved here.
That's right.
Because it's, what is it? It's the fullness of the word come here. Praise be to God. No, don't you see where Jesus said, if you see this mountain, okay. And the first thing, I guess, in Moses' time, big green, I think I've read that. I was going to the third seal, to the fourth seal. I was going to the fourth seal now. I mean, the sixth seal, and then I close. Okay, now. Now look here. When these prophets are prophesying there, if any man, I really give Mendocini a very hard time. Bear with me. I'm sorry. The sixth seal. Now we know the fire. Paragraph 28. We know the fire. In the 19th chapter of the coming of Christ, proceeded his sword from his mouth, which was the word. Is that right? The word. If you get this material now for tomorrow, I think I've read that. Then I come to 288. Now look here. When these prophets are prophesying there, even a man mistreats them. That's the two prophets. That's the two prophets that come to save the 144. He's talking about that. Now if any man, he says, now look here, the two prophets of Revelation 11, now they're in Revelation 11. I think we are familiar with Revelation 11. Revelation 11, the two prophets come there like that, and this is Moses and Elijah coming to save the 144 in the times of darkness, when the sun is not giving light, and when the moon is like blood, and the stars are foreign like that. And I think we know that. He's talking about them. And we realized that was the word. The two prophets is the word. We realize that is the Old and New Testament is the word. As revealed by Brother Branham. That those were the two olive trees. Those were the two prophets, Moses and Elijah. He's talking about them here. Which was the word? Is that right? The word. If you get them, okay. I'm just going back there. I'm sorry. Holy Ghost fire. Okay. The word is God. So if any man mistreats them, the two prophets, harms them, fire proceeds from their mouth. Holy Ghost fire. The word is God. Word is fire. Word is the spirit. See, proceeds from their mouth. Look at Moses. Let's see what came from his mouth. They, Israel, got to where they were doing there. Egypt. They were mistreating these Jews. Moses, well, they wouldn't let them go. Pharaoh wouldn't go. Wouldn't. God put the words in Moses. See, God puts the words in Moses' mouth. See, it's God's thoughts going into Moses' heart. That's right, brothers. It's God's thoughts getting into Sister Rhoda. That's it's the same thing. Joe, getting into Brother Joe, getting into you. And becomes God's word in you, and you can speak. Can you get my point? Can you get my point? God, not me going and saying, no, I'm going to call fries. No, not going to the hospital. Everybody wake up in the name of Jesus. No. It's not that. Getting somebody here, and I can pray for them. If somebody asks me for prayer, I can pray for them. No problem. And ask God, if you have mercy upon them, please have mercy upon them. I don't know. I don't know why it's like this, but God have mercy. And leave it there. I don't know. But when it's God's thoughts come into me, then I speak it. It's death speaking. It's God speaking to you. Wake up. And I tell you, wake up. Whether you are dead, I can tell you, wake up. And you wake up. Okay. I'm in Egypt. They were mistreating those Jews. Moses were. They wouldn't let them go. Pharaoh wouldn't go. God put the words in Moses' mouth. See, it's God's thoughts going into Moses' heart. He goes over now to express it. Then it becomes the word. Stretch this. Now from there, he can stretch his heart, force it. Then there be fries. And there were fries. If any man has them, proceeded out of their mouth, and devoured the enemy. See, there it is. They can speak. What is devouring? What is devouring? It's a war. This word, when you speak it, is a war. They're speaking about fries. That was a war then. The war here, this is a different war. What is the war here? What is the war in our age? The war is a lie and the revelation of the fullness of the word. Whenever it's spoken, it differs. It differs the enemy. Who is the enemy? The enemy is the liar, is the devil, is the beast. He's lying. He's lying to the people. This. Now, when you have the revelation, you have the mind of Christ in you, and you just put your sword there and say, no, it's this. It's revealed to me. It's here. The thoughts of God are in me now as a revelation in me. It's here. And if that divides the enemy. Let's pray. No. Some questions there. Let's pray. But this is, to me, this is nice, brothers. And I know it's simple. I know but to me, it's blessing. It's good, brother. And I'm not preaching to you. I'm preaching myself. I'm telling myself. I'm preaching to myself. This is my desire, brothers. God, if nothing, just help me to surrender. Help me to die. Help me to keep myself more than I am. That's my prayer. Let's pray. Sometimes we don't know why you do the way you do, Lord. Maybe planning to go this way and planning to go around it like that, and you bring the way you bring it, and we are thankful for that. And I trust, Lord, that you're going to help me. And if there's something, Father, that is spoken, can help a sister, can help a brother, please make it big. Make it big. Open it up more, because I'm a human being. I cannot speak much. But there are some things that I'm seeing, Lord, and You can open them, Father, to the people, to me and to the people, to everybody, even to the listeners, Lord, that we can see what you're doing and who you are to us and who we are to you, Lord God, in this hour. Thank you, Father. Bless the people. Be with us, O Lord God, is our prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I know that God spoke to your heart tonight.
Amen.
And sometimes we preach on the mysteries and sometimes we preach right to the heart, and we get both. And so a great, great thing. And we really appreciate the Lord, the Holy Spirit coming. And I know that some of you are tired and you got to work tomorrow. And I just want to say one thing. And Brother Adam was talking, Brother Gumbo was talking about having that continuity with God where you just feel free and you feel one with Him and God can speak to you and you know that you're being moved by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
That's what we want. Every one of us, that's what we want. We want it. We read about it. We talk about it. We see it in the Bible. We see it in the message. And we know that it's another level with the prophet because it's there to get the attention of the people. But there's a level in the bride. There's a level in the bride that has to be manifested. And I know where I'm short and is where that woman, and I think it was a dream, brother. I think it was a dream. I hadn't read it in a while. That somewhere around 3 or 4 in the morning, she dozed off. She'd been praying all night. And the Lord showed her him coming down the road. And told her to go stand at the gate. And she got up convinced in her heart that this man was coming. And she went out there and she stood. The best estimate I could say is at least 4 hours. If you look at the time, you look at what time he got there, the time he left the hotel, the distance that he walked, at least 4 hours. He said her clothes was wet with the dew. So she was there during the nighttime in the darkness. And then the sun come up and she stood there some more. That is what I want, is that thing to be so real that after 1 hour, I don't go back in and say, well, it must have been an impression. It must have been me. 2 hours, you go sit down and say, well, he would have come by now. 3 hours, you're still solid. You know that he told you that.
Amen.
4 hours, you know it's just 4 hours closer. You know it's going to happen now. Praise God.
Amen.
God help us. Let this what we've heard tonight, let it live in us.
Amen.
Let it live in us.
Amen.
And just be convinced and know that Satan's going to be right there. He's going to be right there. What he said about those squirrels, that's a little detail what we don't even think about. Satan come and said, now the woods are full of them. He said, I never seen another one.
Amen.
I never seen another one. It wasn't. It wasn't. It was God.
Amen.
It was God.
Yes, sir.
Let us stand together. May God bless you and give you a good rest tonight and great strength tomorrow. And may this be burning in your heart.
Amen.
All day long.
Amen.
Amen. Father, once again, we thank you. We praise you. Lord, you spoke to our hearts tonight. And Lord, you hit us right where we live. Lord, right that place that we're wanting to get in that channel. We're wanting to get in. We know that the new birth is there, Lord, but we want more. We want more clarity. We want more action in our life, Lord. We want more surrender in our lives. We want more manifestation. And Lord, we want that when you've spoken, Lord, we want it to be so clear and so positive that we won't move from there until, Lord, the thing has happened exactly the way you showed it. Lord, bless our brother now. He's preparing, Lord, for other countries, Lord. He's preparing to take some time off. Give him, Lord, speak to him. Speak to his heart. Give him those messages, Lord, for each one. Each one here, Lord, that you know their needs. You know their situation. Lord, give them rest and strength. We know some are tired. Bless them so much, Lord. Bless them for coming out tonight. Bless them, Lord. Let this word live. Lord, have your way now. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you so much.